Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you are following us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Give us a 5-star rating. It massively helps us out. Enjoy.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to a very controversial episode of Pitchside. Because of what's happened over the weekend. We're joined by Sean.
not a guest.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The least controversial person we've had on.
Sharky from... Hi. SDS.
There we are. SDS, yeah. Also from Beta Squad.
And from Sharky.
From Sharky, yeah. Hi.
It's been a very, very controversial weekend this weekend. I mean, first of all, this man ran a half marathon, so we have to put our hands
super
together.
Super controversial.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Well, it's controversial.
Teenage cancer trust.
It's controversial. But more importantly, VAR. We're going to be touching on it in a second. But
you can't segue like running for charity into VAR.
I thought I'd make it known that I am wearing my Iron Man t-shirt as well.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
But before we get into VAR, which I know a lot of people want to talk about, we have to run over our results from the midweek fixtures. Now, you've been on the show before. We do our predictions each week. But this week, because we didn't have a show because it was midweek... we had to send them in to lovely Lewis behind the camera.
Yeah, individually.
We had to send them in via voice note, but providing proof of when we sent it in so people don't say...
I didn't do a voice note. I've just written them out.
Well, that's fine. It says on WhatsApp when you sent it, so there's no lies.
I'm very concerned that when we rocked up to the stream, you said correct score lines.
I may have done it. I may have had another blinder.
And I know that God.
Let's hear it.
Lewis, what is the current scores?
I'm going to be so far behind now.
The score's gone into this. I've updated it now, so I've lost it. I think you
it's
were
21-15.
On... 21-15 is the current one heading in.
Oh. Well, how does the point system work? It's like
it's 0 for wrong, 1 for the correct result, 3 for the correct score line.
Yeah, got it.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm not. Right, we'll start with yours, Reeve. So out of 20 games played over 1 week, you got... 14 incorrect completely.
Oh my God.
And 6 correct results.
No score lines.
No score lines. 6 points.
6 points.
That was from the game we'd just gone as well, wasn't it?
To be fair, mate, you did terrible on both. Like,
Yeah, it's 20. So both 20 game weeks, right? So 20.
Yeah, both game weeks.
So you got 14. No. Well, both game weeks, right?
Yeah. So you only got 14.
No. Matches. But what I mean is, I think that the midweek games, I'm pretty sure I only got one.
Oh yeah, so you did better in the most recent this the weekend one.
I think I'm.
But you got 14 of the 20 games completely wrong. Like
completely,
you had the wrong team to win, or you had.
This is so bad.
That's not great.
You don't know anything.
In game week 5, you only got Arsenal versus Villa. Right, and then City versus Forest, and then like the rest, you were just off.
Game week 5.
So that was the midweek.
Okay, midweek.
So you're on 21 points, 21 all now. Hit me with mine.
So you got 12 incorrect completely, 5 correct results, and 3 correct score lines.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So I'll send them into the chat so you can have a look.
You got 2 more.
Don't
games
say you're
than
only
me,
this.
But only 2, but 3 correct score lines. So that's what I was worried about.
This is where...
What games did he get correctly, like, on the spot?
He got Liverpool, Newcastle, 2-1. On that, you actually had Isaac debut goal, and he predicted that as well.
Did you say that on the pod? Yeah. I don't remember you said that. That's insane.
He just made that, 94th minute winner, wasn't it, from Carvalho?
Oh, man, don't even talk to me
about
that.
Yeah, he just got that one right.
But I predicted Isaac debut goal, 2-1. I also got Chelsea to win 2-1, Spurs to win 2-1. And then I got Arsenal to beat Villa, City to beat Forest, Newcastle to draw at Palace, and Brighton to beat Leicester. Jesus.
So leaderboard score now. Theo, you're on 35 points.
Oh, so we both got 4 out of 10 on game week 6.
Well, there you go, yeah.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Game week 5.
Yeah, Theo, 35 points. Reeve, you're on 21. You need to decide on a forfeit, though.
35 to 21.
Yeah, we should discuss some of the forfeits that have been suggested.
Yeah, let's discuss some of the forfeits.
Because there are some absolutely awesome
ones. I think we'll leave it down to Sharky to pick a forfeit for us.
No, but we should list the people.
Yeah, give me the options. Let me hear the potential.
So from Key and Easy, he said, wear a Spurs top for a week. Oh, I'm guessing that means what? No other clothing for an entire week.
Just a Spurs. How would we even go about that? I don't know.
Jensen Bunn has suggested get a tattoo of the other person's choosing.
That is rough.
That's
You have a tattoo.
No, I don't.
I was going to say, I can't see any visible tattoo.
I don't have a tattoo.
I can't make you do that.
Bat Legacy with the worst of them all, I think. R9 haircut.
I can't really.
Worst of the tattoo.
Lads,
probably.
I can't. George B1 goes, get to pick the other person's FPL team next year. That's just impossible because it would ruin
there's too much going on with that.
This one I quite like. Connor Griffiths goes, wax strips during the pod happening at any random moment.
Yeah, wax strips is fun.
At any point. Oh, okay. So I could be like, slap it on.
There's
I think it would hurt you more than him, though.
I'm a hairy man.
You are a hairy,
I'm a hairy man.
Someone said you're a Yeti on your Instagram story.
A Yeti.
You've got, mate, that's a lot of hair on your, look at that.
Sorry for being a manly.
No, I rate it.
What else we got?
So the final three are from Ollie Nielsen, who said, take a stuffed animal on a date to Nobu, including dessert. Interesting.
Oh my God, that's
Ollie Lewis suggested Spurs Stadium tour in full Spurs kit.
That's quite funny. I quite like that one.
That's actually better than the Spurs tour for a week.
No, I like that one. You've got to film it.
MHD says, admit they have no ball knowledge.
It's cringe, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're never doing that on there.
What would you go for out of them ones?
All right, so I'm not going to make you guys get a tattoo.
Thank you.
So I'm looking at, obviously, you don't want to do the R9 one.
I know where
you say you don't do the R9 one.
Yeah.
It's the Spurs ones or the wax ones. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
What do you reckon?
The Spurs one, I think, if you were to do like tour around the stadium in a full Spurs kit and like act like you're a Spurs fan while someone's showing you around and like be super excited,
getting,
I think that would be funny.
Well.
Yeah, getting it filmed.
Have to be,
it has to be filmed. Yeah. Like, you got to be proper. And the stadium's pretty nice. So.
Full kit as well. Boots. You have to wear boots.
That's the one.
Oh,
you got to turn up.
All right, so the forfeit, for finishing last for Reeve is...
Wait, hang on.
You've got a big comeback though.
We both know you're finishing last. It's going to be, we have to get a
stadium tour.
A stadium tour of the Spurs, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. How they came up with that name, I will never know.
You have to go on that little, the skyline.
Yeah,
you have to go on the skywalk. Yep.
And then you have to base jump off it in your Spurs kit.
Oh yeah, without a parachute.
But anyways, moving on to this weekend.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for us, there is no other thing we can start with other than...
We didn't play this weekend, did we?
This weekend.
No, I can't remember us playing.
Yeah.
I don't.
But VAR, right? Let's go VAR.
Yeah, VAR. Arsenal didn't have a game.
No, we didn't play football, did we?
No. Not that I remember.
Who played? I don't know. Are they even... Like, we're still top of the league, though, but I don't think we played a game.
Yeah, basically.
West Ham.
Oh, yeah.
On Mendy. Well, or not on Mendy, should we say. If you're a West Ham fan, how are you feeling?
Devastated. But first of all, let's talk about Mendy. How much longer can he start? Like, he shouldn't be starting by now.
I've always thought he's awful.
Yeah, he's great.
He won the AFCON, man.
Yeah, he's decorated.
Yeah, but he's signed some sort of like contract.
Is it the
like,
Chelsea
the devil
the
contract
yeah,
or something? He's done something.
Juju stuff,
just for this small period of time, he's going to be the most successful keeper, win the Champions League, win the AFCON, and then like he took the deal. he took the deal, and he got like he's not been good since.
I still rate him as a shot stopper. I think he's a great goalkeeper.
Willy Caballero back in
goal. But just so...
Have they got rid of Kepa? Sad.
No, he's there on the bench.
Is he on the bench, Kepa?
Yeah. It's part of coaching staff more or less now.
Yeah, you know, management.
Do you think Chelsea have a curse not only at number nine but also in goal now? Ever since Cech left.
Since Petr Cech, I'm trying to think.
Oh, well, Courtois was actually pretty good.
To be fair.
But when he went, he was even better, right? When he left.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, the West Ham thing, the Cornet goal... Such a good goal.
It's
an embarrassment to football, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Like, it's genuinely so shocking.
I want to know what you guys think. We're going to obviously talk about the other ones. I want to know what you guys think was the worst decision of the weekend.
McAllister.
Oh.
He's been robbed of the goal of the season.
Yeah. I wouldn't say goal of the season, but one of the goals of the season.
What's your
It would have been in there. It would have been in discussion.
Probably a tapping from Haaland or something like that.
As the goal of the season.
I don't know. go on the Chelsea one.
Yes.
So this is the one where... The referee actually got it right. He didn't call a foul, did he?
He let go.
He was an inexperienced ref. He's only refereed seven games in the Premier League. Mm-hmm. But I think it was John Moss in his ear on VAR
Lee Mason.
Was it Lee Mason?
Yeah, that's what you said last time.
Lee Mason. One of the two, whatever. Yeah. Whoever it
both,
was.
Both
it, was it was an experienced
referee
in the VAR room at Stockley Park, 14 miles, 1,000 miles away.
In the back of a van somewhere. Yeah.
It's in some caravan park.
Yeah.
But... The problem is that the referee got it right. VAR shouldn't have intervened. There was nothing wrong with that goal. But because he's an inexperienced ref, he's had an experience with in his ear going, mate, you need to have a look at that. You could be wrong here.
Yeah.
And that instantly will put doubt in his mind and he'll feel inferior to the experienced ref who thinks he knows what he's talking about.
To be fair, you're right. Like, I don't know. It was one of them ones like, did he go and have a look at the screen?
He went to the
Ages.
That's the thing. I don't think we've seen once in the Premier League when the referee gets told to look at the screen and then they still stick to their decision.
What happened once?
It happened once a couple weeks ago.
It happened for the second time this weekend.
Yeah. It barely happens, doesn't
it? The Notts Forest penalty. He went over to the screen and then went, no, it's still a penalty.
Yeah, it stood. But we don't see it much. No, that's what I was trying to say. We don't see it. Like when I see a ref get told to go to the screen, I know they're going to change their mind.
Yeah.
I just know it.
Yeah.
It's weird. And I feel like in the Premier League, it's like, I don't think no one really knows how VAR works, including the referees. Yeah. And they have so many meetings, clearly, before the season starts, all that stuff, this is how it's going to work. But it just depends on person to person. Yeah. Like, it's so weird. And I get that it has to be in the game. It has to be in the game. But it's been how many years now, and it's still very flawed. It's so weird. And this weekend, obviously, it's been, like, just highlighted.
Then, obviously, McAllister and Brighton. What did they even call a foul for? Was it
it was offside.
Offside?
But it wasn't, was it?
No, it wasn't offside. No. So the ball's been swung in from the free kick.
So I thought they'd called it for the bicycle kick.
No, they called it for offside from the person going for the bicycle kick because he technically was involved in play even though he didn't touch the ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I and the fact that he was offside is ridiculous anyway. He's offside by minimal, like just let the goal stand.
Yeah.
And he's not touched the ball, gone for the bicycle kick. Apparently that's intervened, which it didn't anyway. The headed clearance happened.
Yep.
And then McAllister scored from like 30 yards.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here because I agree it should have counted. But when a shot from the edge of the box is going in and the guy, there's a guy standing in front of the keeper who's offside, that's interfering with play, but he hasn't touched the ball.
Yeah.
But I suppose he's blocking the line of sight.
Yeah.
Is that similar?
But this wasn't blocking the line of sight. Yeah, this is like crowded. It was a crowded area.
With the goalkeeper, I would agree it's different because it's his job to save the shot. But the whether or not the bicycle kick gets kicked or touched, right? The defender's managed to clear the ball anyway. Mm. Like his job is done regardless. So I don't understand how it's been brought back for an offside of a person that wasn't actually involved.
So that's two goals that should have stood.
Worldy as well.
It was so good.
And I should have. I was going to put him in my team last week as well, but didn't because he's penalty merchant as well.
Yeah.
Newcastle against Palace, disallowed goal again.
Just wasn't a disallowed goal, was it? Really?
Explain it.
So, Tyrick Mitchell has pushed Joe Willock into Guaita, and the ball's gone over both Joe Willock, Guaita, and then hit Tyrick Mitchell and gone in for an own goal.
Yeah.
But the speed at which Joe Willock's hit Guaita, it looks like it's a foul on Guaita, when in reality he's been pushed.
He's
out
the
of
one
control.
Being fouled.
Absolutely. Yeah. So
Tyrick Mitchell's in his back.
What I was discussing with Lewis as well is if that ball comes off Tyrick Mitchell and goes out for a corner, it's a penalty. But because it's gone in, it's been pulled back for a foul, which makes absolutely no sense. It's like a juxtaposition. I don't get it.
It just doesn't make sense. Like,
did the ref call a foul or did he go over to the monitor?
Monitor, right?
I'm pretty sure, they checked it just straight after because it looked dodgy, didn't it? With him clashing to the keeper.
And they still just.
But that gets given as a penalty if the ball goes out of play. Yeah, the fact that went in the goal, it got given as a foul the other way. It makes no sense, but.
Yeah.
There was another one as well, right? This weekend?
There was...
The foul on
Coutinho
Ericsson.
Scored one.
And Coutinho. Yes, Coutinho.
Against
Man City. It wasn't offside, so they've got that wrong.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say what happened.
But that one,
next.
the ref blew the whistle.
But I thought the whole point of VAR is the ref doesn't blow the whistle.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
For example, how many offsides have you seen when a guy's offside by about 1,000 miles
they still let
and they let it play and there's a risk of injury? Why is there refs had a stinker? I think the refs had an actual stinker there by blowing the whistle. But the thing of that one, yes, he's not offside, ref blowing the whistle, shouldn't have happened. But Edison didn't go for the save.
Yeah, everyone stopped.
Everyone stopped.
John Stones kind of stopped.
It's like, still, you can't take it. The finish, you don't know what happened. That can still go in. He can hit that even better.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So the refs had a rotter there. And then you've got the foul on Eriksen and Ødegaard, which completely changed the game.
What do you think about that?
It's just so annoying.
What game was this from?
Oh, the game that didn't happen. I don't know who was actually playing, to be honest. But, look, it is a soft foul. As we've heard a lot of people talk about.
But you
about.
Just said it's foul. You said the word foul.
It is a foul, but you see them not being given. So it's 50-50. Some get given, some
The ref in live action didn't deem it worthy enough to
and then
be,
VAR have said go have a look at it.
That's not clear and obvious. That's not clear. If a referee in that moment can't decide whether or not that's a free kick, that's not a clear and obvious error.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that from an Arsenal fan perspective. I'm saying that because, you know, remember that Havertz one that we saw in the Chelsea game and then Spurs went on the other end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they gave the goal. The goal stood.
The goal stood is the same thing when in reality.
But Man United. It's Man United though, isn't it? Like,
yeah, it's true.
It's Stockley Park own VAR.
Yeah.
I mean, United own Stockley Park, sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's true. Like, if we didn't score from that, they're not going to pull it back for a free kick.
I agree.
Yeah. No, they're not.
So that's the only thing I was thinking. Okay, it's a bit strange because it's like, I've seen them, like the Havertz one, the goal stood. And if that goal stood, who knows what would happen in that game?
Oh, I agree. It's completely different, right?
Because we're already on top.
They were told at the start, apparently, VAR needs to stay away and only get involved when absolute necessary.
Yes, yes, yes.
And if it's clear and obvious. And over the weekend, I don't think we've seen them following that practice.
The PGMOL, though, have said that the decision.
What does
that
even
Chelsea,
stand for?
Some refereeing association.
Poorly.
Go on, you started now. So
poorly.
He's got to think of a word beginning with G.
Poorly great man of long lead. I don't know.
that's now a meme. Well, they've come out and said that Chelsea and Newcastle's decisions were just wrong outright. And they were the most controversial ones of the weekend.
But how?
It's really good to say that in hindsight. But those games have been affected. Newcastle should come away with 3 points. West Ham should come away with a point.
Yep.
That changes an entire season.
That could be the difference between Champions League Europa.
Absolutely.
Europe or no Europe. But that could be the difference between relegation.
Yeah.
Actually, Liverpool lost the league by 1 point.
Yeah.
That is that. It's an absolute disgrace to the sport. Here's a question for you. Are we missing out on great moments because of VAR? Throughout history, there's been a lot of great things that have happened that maybe should have been cancelled.
Drogba's got 40 offside goals.
How many goals wouldn't stand?
If you're Irish, you'd look at the Thierry Henry handball against France and be like, VAR would have saved us there. We could be going to the World Cup.
I think if it's implemented well, it's a really great idea. But the problem is, like we've discussed before, it's the humans that are the ones input.
Exactly. So it's not really
on the other side.
So how do you fix it? Because I've got a way.
Go on.
You got a way.
Aliens.
I think why don't you just get 3 vetted officials in the VAR and they have to vote on the decision. And that way you can't have a.
You do realise that's a lot of people for one game of Premier League football every time, though.
Yeah, but
there's probably enough money, mate.
Yeah,
a lot of money in footy.
What about ex players?
Yes,
but you don't have a bias as well.
You'd have to get players who are non-biased to the teams, and I definitely agree that is the thing.
Don't they do that with refs anyways? Like refs,
yeah, but I think having a group of 3 vetted officials in there means that, look, if someone's gone to Lee Mason or whoever it is, then mate, it's just wrong. It's just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He'll vote differently. And with the 3, at least that way, you have more of a chance of getting it right. And you can't have a draw. Do you know what I mean? If there's 2 of them, they could Whereas if there's a 3rd person, it creates a different.
But isn't there, I know there's like the one that makes the decision, but isn't there like multiple people in that room anyways? There's just one man in the van.
Yeah, but I think they're actually just checking for things.
They're just like running the cameras and stuff and doing the replays.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know how it works. How would you change VAR? How would you fix it?
I don't know.
Come on, they're listening.
I would allow all the officials that are in each stadium to have a look at the monitor and then come to an agreement.
You said three was too much.
The people that are like, so you get
in
the
stadium.
Yeah, so you get the 4th official.
So the guy that does the substitution thing.
Yeah,
because
usually
that's
a referee, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably. I mean, all you got to do is be like, "Do you agree?
What do you think, mate?"
Monitor.
Yeah,
they should have that. Yeah.
So they all just crowd around the monitor.
And then you're
looking after the managers that are going at each other on the sidelines.
Yeah. I don't know. Right. Or there was another suggestion that was each manager gets 1 review per game.
Yeah.
That'd be even longer.
That kind of brings like basketball and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because you know how you get a challenge and stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe like one per game, you can challenge a decision.
Yeah.
About,
and then that's the only time the VAR comes in.
Yeah.
That could be good.
What about?
What do you reckon?
I like that one, you know? That could be good. I think maybe you should have people who know nothing about football, because then they're like, they have no bias towards it, you know? They're like, that's just like a foul. Like, yeah. They don't know football. They don't know what a foul is. They're like,
that
you clearly
happened. You know? The ref blows the whistle and goes, yeah. We're getting Sally.
Yeah, yeah.
We're getting Sally, like, from IT. She walks out of the tunnel, brings her to the monitor. She's in the middle of Old Trafford. She's absolutely shaking like a leaf.
And it's like a jury service. Like, you know, you get a letter from the boss. You're doing this game this weekend.
She walks over, she goes, I think that's a foul.
Yeah.
You know, and then she walks back through the tunnel. The crowd goes, yes, yes.
VAR service ain't a bad idea.
Sally. Yeah, and then next week, people are rocking up with banners saying thank you, Sally.
Yeah.
She's what about?
And
points.
That's for like 100,000 Twitter followers. So, you know, it's amazing.
Every week. Every week.
What about every fan in the stadium gets given an iPad?
Oh, yeah.
And you have to vote, is that a foul or not? It's like,
sorry, we were talking about link. Free VAR being too many resources, and you're giving 50,000 people an iPad.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Yeah. Ask the audience.
So each one set manager, of fans will see goal.
Manager gets three lifelines. You've got ask the audience. You've got ask the audience. You've got VAR check.
Yeah.
And you've got replay.
Replay the game.
Nah, fuck this old start.
Hang on. What about the 3-year-olds that go with their like with their parents to the game and they're this person in the entire game? There's 50,000 people in the stadium, but we have 150,000 votes from Rose.
I also realized you can only vote once. Yeah, I also realized that probably wouldn't work because, you know, the balance between home and away fans.
Oh, that's why it would have worked. Yeah, great. Yeah. Not that it's like 50,000 people all voting on one thing. Yeah. I think we'll have some decent solutions. I think they can decide.
Yeah, leave a comment down below. How would you fix VAR? Because we all know that the Premier League do watch pitch side and they will listen to our fixes.
Who comes up with it? Who has the final say on VAR amendments? Knows,
honestly.
Is it the refereeing organisation?
Howard Webb in charge. He's all right, isn't he? he's a good
all ref. Retired referee. He
let De Jong stay on the pitch in the World Cup final after that.
Every ref's had a stinker every now and again. Just get cleaner.
It all balances out in the end, man. Like,
not if you're Arsenal, though. We don't get anything going with us. Do you remember when fucking David Luiz got sent off? For not touching the Chelsea player.
Yeah, we've had bad ones.
VAR, have a look at that.
We've had wrong people sent off.
Oh, yeah, we have.
We had Kieran Gibbs get sent off and then Oxlade Chamberlain, or the other way around, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
There's the problem.
Who was it? Do you prefer football before or after VAR?
But like for nostalgia, because before you think of there's all these big moments and stuff like that.
Think how many times you got robbed.
Yeah, that's the thing. But then think of all the times, like, I don't think, obviously I've not watched every single game. If we look back at like the Invincibles, we probably might not have been invincible if those VAR. Like, you gotta let a lot of things slide. Lampard's goal would have stood in the World Cup.
That's the one thing that I think.
That's not everything straight away. That's not even VAR. That's not even VAR. That's goal line technology.
That's cheating.
Yeah, that's bad.
I don't think I've ever been more angry in my life at that incident. That is a disgrace to the sport.
Yeah, but that was goal line technology. Like that came in before VAR.
I tell you what I did like before VAR celebrations.
Can't celebrate anymore.
Raul Jimenez pulled out a pirate celebration with the full costume and it's been ruled out. Richarlison. Richarlison at the weekend took his top off, celebrated with the fans, got a yellow card, and then ruled the goal.
Did they rescind the yellow card?
No,
you got to take your shirt off.
No,
indecency.
Took your shirt off.
But the goal didn't have stood.
It's got a yellow card for nothing.
I thought they would have rescinded the yellow card.
No.
This game's bullshit.
This is what I mean. Imagine as a fan going, yes, a pure elation, and then.
No, it's the worst. That's true. That's the worst part of VAR celebrations. Yeah. It's the worst.
Do you think officiating levels have gone down because they know they can rely on VAR or not?
Can they even rely on VAR? Because even with VAR, like, it's still wrong and they still get stick.
Yeah. I don't even know if that's necessarily true because whenever we watch European competitions.
Well, they've got the semi-automated VAR in Champions League now.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Semi-automated.
But even in the Euros, for example,
What is
that?
Yeah.
That had VAR, right?
And it was fine.
And the refs were amazing.
VAR seems like, to work everywhere in the Premier League. World,
yeah, it is. It is the
Premier
League.
Delusional twit running it from that stupid caravan park.
Oh. What would you? So you just change the caravan part to like a?
I would change
the like
caravan
a
theme
park. No,
a 5-star
yeah.
resort.
I think you need the one day experience in the VAR room, and then you come out
I
saying, "Oh my god, this
god,
is tough."
I swear to God, I tell you, what I would have got everyone in this room would have got every single one of them VAR moments this weekend correct.
Yeah, I don't think it's hard to just look at it and be like. But to be fair, it's the what also I don't like is the offside lines. Like right. what?
No, they're thicker
that's
now.
What, yeah, it's weird. Like that's what. That's the only thing. Like, with a foul or no foul, I can look at the video and be like. That's a foul. That's not a foul.
You know the problem
the
is
offside. I don't understand.
Well, that's
that.
What Champions
they,
League have now.
They
got
adjust the lines based on the camera angle.
So yeah. Champions League is now semi-automated, which means offside camera is offside is now computerized.
Yeah, yeah. Video generated image.
And where is your armpit start? I don't know. Where does your armpit? What is an armpit?
My problem with the whole VAR system is that referees usually are failed footballers.
Yeah,
you're harsh, and man. You're so harsh. Man.
I'm putting it it's out true. There. I'm telling the truth. Like they really want to be involved in football, but they were never good enough to be a footballer, right? The people that should be in Stockley Park are people that have played football. Because when you play football, you see different things to how a referee sees it. They see stuff objectively and you go, well, no, it just happens in football, man. Yeah. Let it slide.
But
like
surely,
anything.
But surely as football fans, we can see that as well. But referees are literally living, breathing football. They're within the football 24/7.
Yeah,
they
but theirs is an objective code that you go, whereas we're like, man, that's football. That is football.
Which former players do you think would be good referees?
Gabriel Bonho.
Oh my god, no way.
I'm joking.
That's a good question. Referee. Also, another thing is though, but former footballers, they're not fit enough to be, most of them aren't fit enough to be referees.
No, right? Just VAR.
Seydorf.
Oh, VAR.
Clarence Seydorf in the VAR room.
Yeah. No, I put him on the pitch.
He's like fit body everyone.
Yeah. Oh, okay, VAR, you're right. Yeah, you'd have to be. Okay, that's a good question.
Roy Keane.
Man, he'd let everything slide.
No, because Man United already get everything anyway.
Oh, yeah.
We wouldn't bother that.
Roy Keane wouldn't call a foul on Eriksen.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
That's soft.
We would have won that game. We would have won that game that didn't happen. But speaking of United, because VAR, obviously, we don't want to keep.
I've had a really good idea, by the way.
Oh, go on then.
VAR should be changed from in a caravan to in a hotel spa.
That's what I said, 5-star resort.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. And then they're just like,
they're just happy.
Check the telly.
Wait,
and go,
why don't we just get them? Why don't we get the VAR officials drunk?
We don't. So just,
yeah.
Something better. They would be better.
Yeah.
And also,
three shots on entry to the caravan.
Finishing off, they're meant to, the offside shit, they're meant to be benefiting the attackers, but they're not.
No, they're not.
They're just not. It's just plain wrong. Get them drunk.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
I mean, it looked offside.
Speaking of Eriksen.
Oh, yeah.
Man United made it 4 in a row against a non-existent Arsenal team that never happened. No, they did make it 4 in a row.
They did.
Are they back?
Back to what? 10 years ago?
Nine Hag.
But what are they back?
Just slowly count down. Next season is 8 Hag. Season after.
No, they're not back, but...
But are they not?
It's looking good. Like, it's like that. Yeah, they're in a decent situation. They're better than they were. Yeah.
Sancho and Rashford. Gelling. Pace. Scoring goals. Assisting.
Sancho still hasn't lived up to what like they paid for.
He didn't actually do much in that game.
He doesn't. He
I didn't think him.
He hasn't done much in general all season. He scored those couple really good goals, but
his one against Liverpool was nice.
Yeah, very nice. Like he scored a couple good goals this whole season, but and scored another one recently, right? Even Leicester, right? But apart from that, he doesn't really still add much to the game because the way United play. Is they just sit back, even at home against us. Yeah. The same thing as us in Liverpool. They got the wins, fair enough. But it's performance over results a lot of the time because performance balances out. The reason why I'm not too sad that we lost is our performance was very good.
Yeah. We were unlucky not to win.
Exactly. So if we just keep playing like that, we're going to win most of our games. If United keep playing like that, they're not going to win every game. It's like sometimes it'll come through, sometimes it won't.
Yeah.
They play sitting back and then they have Rashford as the outlet. Because they have Bruno Fernandes, Eriksen, who can play that ball in behind. Lisandro Martinez, is very, you can see he could break the lines. Sancho is a ball to feet player.
Yeah.
So they don't play like that right now. They're playing counter-attacking football, all that stuff. So Sancho is really pretty much ineffective. He gets the ball, he just passes it back.
Where do you see Anthony fit into this? Because he's almost identical to Sancho.
Anthony starts. The thing is, Sancho got signed to be the right winger.
Yeah.
And he's been shifted to the other side. And they signed Anthony. They wouldn't have signed Anthony if Sancho was worth how, what they signed him for. Yeah. So they signed Antony, and I think he's already taken that right spot. Elanga's been playing on the right.
Scored in his debut.
Scored in his debut. Passion as well. You see the passion. He's like proper grabbing the badge, kissing the badge. Fair play.
I've actually come over from the Eredivisie and play over Ten Hag. You got the Ten Hag passion. A lot of people, by the way, we want to touch on the GOAT, Ronaldo. Has his mentality shifted? Because you saw when I think he's sort of learning to accept his role at the club now.
Maybe.
You are seeing a slight mentality shift.
Yeah, when it cuts to him after a Man United goal as well, and he's like...
Yeah, but he's apparently like when Arsenal equalised against United, like he was the one that was praised for getting the boys back into it and pushing
But he came on and we scored 2 minutes later.
Yeah, but then they also did score two.
Yeah. And he made a good run for one of Rashford's goals. But yeah, his mentality.
Learning his
role. I don't think his mentality will ever shift. It's Ronaldo. He's a mentality monster. That's what he's known for.
Maybe accepting his role.
Yeah, and also just accepting that his body isn't the same. Like, yeah. When he got beat for pace against Salisu a couple of weeks ago, that's what I think he realised in his head.
He's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I think that's what he realised. Yeah. I think before that, I think he was still deluded. He still thought, because last season, he scored a lot of goals. So I think he still thought, I'm the man. But there was that one moment against Southampton where he you could see him sprint, like, you know, when he runs, and his arms are moving quick.
But his legs are slow motion.
Yeah. And then Salisu just came, and I think it was that moment where he realized, okay, let me now accept my role. And since then, like, his cameos have been really good.
Yeah.
He comes on very 20 minute cameos and he's elite. And I think now he understands, I don't need to start, I can come on. He's not going to score the 25 goals he scored last season. Yeah. But he's going to help the team now. I think last season he scored a lot of goals, but it was to the demise of the team. I think now they'll do better than last season. He'll score less, but the team will do better.
What went wrong for Arsenal?
I think Arteta didn't get his tactics right that game, and I'm an Arteta sexual. That's my sexuality. I never talk bad about him, like he's my guy. But I think he got his decisions wrong that game, especially the substitutions he made. And we were just 2-1 down. That's when they scored their second goal, and he made 3 changes all at the same time, and all attacking changes, and he changed the whole formation.
we were on live stream. Yeah. Theo and I both at that moment, pretty much. Complete polar opposite of what you've just said.
You were happy about the decisions.
We've bought on 3 attackers here. It doesn't matter if we lose 2-1 or 3-1.
What is the difference between losing 2-1 or 3-1? There isn't.
No,
one goal.
But the thing is, but at the time, I thought they were, I was like, okay, cool. Interesting decisions. I didn't think they were bad decisions. And now looking back at it, hindsight is easy. But like, I didn't think they were bad decisions when he made it, but also wasn't like overly happy about it because I thought we were still in the game. They scored a second goal, but we still had most of the possession. We still dominated. But I think when he made those changes, we could see this straight after that because the whole formation changed. Fabio Vieira came on and Keita came on, Smith Rowe came on. The whole formation changed, the whole system changed, and then everyone was out of position when that goal went, and they scored pretty soon after because if we just kept how we were playing, I thought we could have got a result. We could have made it 2-2, no doubt.
Do you think, Arsenal are going to get a lot of stick now because even though we played well, and we're still top of the league.
We went from first to first, so.
Exactly, we didn't budge.
Yeah.
But everyone's saying, the first time we played someone in the top half of the table, piss off. Palace are good.
Yeah, Palace are 15th. You keep saying Palace are good, they're 15th in the Premier League.
They're a top team. Wait,
can we address Palace's first run of games? They've played Arsenal, City, Liverpool.
Yeah, that's why.
Who else are different?
Us and the Stoll.
Yeah,
point.
Newcastle.
We're
talking about.
They should be low.
They got a result against Liverpool, Newcastle.
Yeah, this is what I mean.
Yeah, Liverpool robbed against them. Nah, Palace.
When Palace have their run of, you know, similar to Arsenal, they're going to be top half.
Also, United are in a bit of good form at the moment. They are, you know, they beat Liverpool. They got momentum as well.
Yeah.
As an Arsenal fan. You shouldn't be too disheartened, right? Mm.
Yeah, no, not disheartened at all. I think that's what you're saying. Like, everyone's saying, the first time you had a test, you lost, but this isn't the Premier League anymore. I keep saying it's the Super Premier League.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Every team is hard.
Everyone's good,
apart from Bournemouth.
Yeah, apart from, but, everyone's everyone's good. Because, we played, obviously, Selhurst Park isn't easy to go. We got the result there. We beat Fulham, who's taking points off Liverpool.
Yeah.
We beat Villa, who's just taking points off City. We who else have we played? We played,
Leicester.
Obviously, Bournemouth. Okay, Leicester's rubbish.
Leicester are on 1 point.
Terrible. They're rock bottom. But, everyone can get points from everyone.
I agree.
You've seen it. So, and I think this season, the hard games, obviously, apart from the big six, those away games against the likes of Palace, which we've done already, but the Newcastle away, St. James Park, it's going to be tough. Leeds away, we saw Chelsea lost 3-0. Everton away, these kind of games are going to be tough. So now I think every game is hard.
Yeah.
And you can't really like say, get at us for beating what's in front of us. We won 5 out of 6 games. If anyone said to me before the season started, you get 15 out of your first 18 possible points.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like everyone would like, yeah, easily.
It is so vitally important though. Arsenal go to the Emirates at the weekend and beat Everton.
100%.
If they lose to Everton, then everyone's going to start getting on their case.
Yeah.
They have to beat Everton.
I'm terrified of October. We've got 9 games in October and we don't have a squad for it.
No, we do have a light squad. That is one.
Yeah. 9 games in October. And Liverpool, I think, and Spurs are 2 of them.
Yeah, we've got a tough run after Brentford.
If we get through it, lads, though.
Yeah.
If we get through it, then we're looking good. If we get through it, we're still in that top
well,
3.
There is an international break.
It's scary. Tough.
It is scary, but, you know, could they still challenge the title? Could they continue to get top 4?
You've got faith, haven't you?
I have faith, yeah, because why the fuck not?
Yeah.
Huh? You've got to have faith. Like George Michael said, yeah, you got to, man.
Like, why can we not finish second?
Why not?
But I mean faith for first.
Liverpool are shit.
Yeah.
They ain't getting top 4.
I mean, that's a bit of a stretch.
They are struggling, though.
They basically lost to Everton, basically.
Yeah, but they beat Bournemouth 9-0.
Yeah, but Bournemouth.
That's not the litmus tester. They're Bournemouth getting hacked in by everyone. Yeah.
Watch Arsenal go lose
to Bournemouth. They've got a comeback.
Liverpool, Merseyside derby, Conor Cody scoring against his boyhood club.
He was the captain of their under 20. He was their captain.
Yeah.
Liverpool under 21's captain, Conor Cody.
He went mental in the celebration
and
as well.
Went crazy.
I'm all for it. This is what I mean by VAR, right?
That celebration
should stand
outright.
He has to
commit to Everton and Everton fans because otherwise it'll be a red playing for the Blues.
He is a red player for the Blues.
Yeah, but he has to like show
that
the
celebration,
passion.
To be fair, showed
yeah.
them. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. To show him that.
I'm one of you guys now.
Yeah.
Fair play though, what a celebration.
Liverpool, they're not looking, we said it before many times, like every team has an off season. 3 or 4 good and an off season. Is this off season Liverpool's?
Well, they had a couple of seasons ago, but those injuries, wasn't it? It could be, I don't know.
They just don't seem to be firing at the races.
2 words. Sadio Mane.
Yeah.
God, and no midfield.
Well, no Thiago. Yeah, Sadio Mane is 2 words. No Thiago. That's another 2 words.
That's not bad.
4 words.
Arthur Miller. They got Arthur.
Well, we'll see.
What's funny is to sort of reinforce their injury-ravaged midfield mm-hmm. is they brought in an injury program.
Yeah.
I love it.
Fantastic bit
it's
of business.
It's quality. I would like to touch on Virgil van Dijk, please, if you don't mind.
What do you want to say about him?
Because...
Be careful.
Liverpool. Virgil van Dijk should have been sent off, and I'm not even going to hit any argument against it.
So another controversial point.
Why is he not being sent off? Could have broken his leg.
Reputation.
I'm not taking this. That is could have broken his leg.
If that was Granit Xhaka, he would have got 2 red cards.
Oh, Xhaka's
no, generally.
He's getting sent off for the season.
I fully agree. I think that's real.
Reputation's a thing, yeah.
Did VAR have a look at that?
Yeah, they looked at it.
And then were they blind? What's happening? They're drunk.
Yeah.
I'm pissed off.
The problem is, it's the still shot that gets slapped about social media. Yeah.
Mate, that's where his foot's
no, I completely understand that.
Van Dijk's
and I
a
agree,
heavy blow.
I agree
it's a heavy blow. That yeah. leg could snap it off.
Yeah, I agree it's a red card. But the way in which people force their agenda on social media by using the particular still shot is always outrageous.
But this time it's fact.
Yeah, okay, but
Liverpool fans are going to get on it. They're not making out. It just is. It just
I
is.
Thought
you know,
was.
Like you know, every time Van Dijk's name get mentioned, you know what I think of comes straight to my head. Do you know that the Champions League final winning goal, the Vinicius, the one that they just lost the Champions League final.
The
meme of like Van Dijk's arse out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like roller skating. And he's like,
does that haunt him?
Maybe, I don't know. I don't think it haunts him, but I think that could have been the start of the demise for Liverpool.
He does that a lot now. I don't know if you watch him regularly.
Out.
No, but he does that. swings his back leg out a
yeah.
lot. Which isn't really like...
And then against United, he had that like, hands behind his back, tried to defend with his aura. It didn't work.
Have you seen the Milner meme? Where it's like, you got to stop fucking defending with your aura, man. They can see through it right now.
He just stood there, hands behind his back and thought, yeah, this whole zone is like, it's my aura's got this. Like, you're not going to score.
Yeah, Sancho just went, got this. Yeah. Just pushing the ball away with the energy.
Yeah. But then Sancho scored. But yeah, I don't know. Is Van Dijk getting exposed now a bit?
I don't know. Do you know what it is? I think he's just set such a high level of play and high level of standard that just he's just dropped his standard a little bit, and everyone's saying he's getting exposed, but he's still one of the best centre backs in the league. He just is getting exposed a little bit.
Of course, like, obviously, like, he's up there with like Saliba.
And he should, yeah, no, I agree. I think Saliba's just ahead of him, but the fact that he's stayed on the pitch during that game is just poor. Like, he should be out for 3 games.
Yeah, oh, and for I sure.
Think, can, is it, that can they, because you know they can overturn cards after the game.
Yeah.
Can they like?
Can they
turn,
give cards?
Can they give cards?
Can they turn cards? Can they underturn
Virgil, them? I know it's 5 days after the game, mate, but you got a red card. You're out for 3 weeks. So
imagine Klopp in the press conference. He'd be fuming. He'd be grinding his teeth.
He'll say the grass was too wet this time.
Yeah, he's still here.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine.
How many points do Liverpool have to drop until they're out of the title race, or is it still too early?
Yeah, no, I think they're not going to win the league. It's confirmed.
Is it already out?
Oh, I'm fully. In the belief,
like,
that they
like
don't.
What's like usually the league the last few years anyway has been like separated by like no more than 4 points, but, 5 points.
I'll tell you this,
they were 14 behind last season, but though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and they're only 6 points.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say City,
5 points behind City.
I was gonna say City's dropped points as well this season as well. So they've drawn 2 games.
Yeah.
So they've dropped points as well, City. So they've dropped 4 points. So to be fair, yeah, no, they're still all right, Liverpool. If City had won all their games, then they'll be done.
Yeah.
Have Liverpool got the depth needed to compete in the Prem, Champions League, FA Cup?
Oh, like last year they were in 4 finals, weren't they? Yeah. Obviously, if you look, if Premier League, that was a final.
No, they're already down to their youngsters in midfield.
Are they just getting clouted by injuries?
Yeah. Yeah, they've had injuries in the positions that they don't need them, right? Like, with a Thiago left midfield is... And just don't take.
Does Salah have a mental mind injury?
Because
he's not scoring.
The injury is he's got a fat new contract.
Yeah. he doesn't need to
score 30 goals a
What's
season.
Going on with Robbo?
Oh, for your FPL.
Yeah, fucking hell, mate. I'm back to you. You're down to 6.8. I'm going to get rid of you. Where are my points?
Simicast is looking like the better fullback at the moment.
He does,
you know. Yeah.
Maybe he's an FPL option.
But it's just, I think... there is a case to be made that the signing of Darwin Nunes has completely messed up Liverpool. The way, because everyone's talking about Trent as well, saying he's not as good now, but the whole system change now has ruined Trent's whole role. Because now that you have this, before it was like the fluid attack and stuff like that with the Salah, Henderson and Trent all controlling that right hand side. Now it's a lot different now where Trent is a lot more isolated and we all know he already struggles defensively. Mm. I think that signing of Nunes having that striker now actually negatively affects the rest of the team and it comes all the way back down to the fullbacks. It could.
Why not just whack Firmino back in? Like, he seems to be scoring many, many goals.
Yeah, this is what they did. And the second goal, when Nunes came back from suspension, he got dropped.
He stat padded against Bournemouth, didn't he?
Well, Salah should have done that. My FPL should have stacked goals, didn't get a single one.
Yeah. Well, we all had him captain at that point, right? I do want a side note as well. I know it's not necessarily Liverpool. In fact, it's Everton. And just say that they played really well that game.
Jordan Pickford.
I know we're talking about Liverpool being shitting out of the title race and stuff, but I don't want to take away anything from what Frank's doing. I think he's doing a pretty good job.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Two names I want to shout out. Jordan Pickford and Alex Iwobi.
Oh, in midfield. Centre mid, it won't be different.
Yeah.
It's like Joe Linton.
Yeah, it's the same similar thing. That remontada from Alex Iwobi, it's looking good, man. Left centre mid, Iwobi might need him back.
Him and Onana.
Onana looks good as well.
A beast, mate.
Frank is turning the pages right now. He's getting the clogs working. He's changing my mind a little bit. I can see it ticking over.
When they came away with the draw, I was like, man, I never thought I'd see the day where Frank's like, a better manager than Gerrard.
I'll eat my words.
And Gerrard went and drew against City. So.
I'll eat my words. I'll eat my words if Frank continues to do what he's doing, because he's doing a great job, to be fair.
What did you say about him?
I said he's shit.
Okay.
Plain and simple.
I said Everton are shit.
Yeah.
But you know what?
They've signed good players.
I want to be proven wrong.
Yeah.
Fed up of being correct all the time. nice. Speaking of Stevie G, they drew to Man City. Man City and Spurs are the only two teams unbeaten in the Prem.
Wait, who did Brighton lose to then?
Well, who did we lose?
Brighton
play.
Lost.
We didn't play, did we?
Who did Brighton lose to?
Anyways, Man City.
Fulham.
Fulham.
Oh, yeah, they lost to Fulham. Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah.
They dropped points against Villa.
What a player. Who?
Man City's demise or Villa's demise?
Gerrard.
Neither.
Clutching.
Neither.
Neither?
City will still win the league. They're going to have that run after the World Cup where they go on 15 straight wins. Villa won't be amazing.
It's just like, true, isn't
yeah,
it?
Neither. Like, yeah, Villa, I think Gerrard might not finish the season. They made a lot of signings. They spent a lot of money. Big names. That yeah. Kamara guy from Marseille. Obviously, unfortunate for the injury at the centre back. Yeah, Diego Carlos. Yeah. But they made big signings.
Imagine that. Your biggest sign of the season.
No, they're not even worse.
Tez is Achilles.
You see the Wolves striker?
Oh, yeah. Kladzadovic.
ACL on his debut.
Yeah. That's why they're trying to get...
That's what Diego Costa
yeah. But like, yeah, so I think Villa have made a lot of like signed a lot of players and spent a lot of money that I think they're massively going to keep underperforming, and then I think Gerrard will be gone. So neither, I think City will still be fine. I think Villa.
We touched on it already. Do you reckon Man City were unlucky not to lose the game?
Which
why would it be unlucky? Why would it be unlucky to not lose? Lucky to not lose. Yeah.
Yeah. Just the dark thoughts in your head to the microphone.
So I didn't see the full game. I didn't watch the full game. So I don't know how, like, because it could have been where they just dominated and then they just... Because Haaland scored again, and I said he's the greatest goal scorer in history.
Probably. Well, speaking of the greatest goal scorer in history, Haaland.
Yeah.
He has potentially 7 records he could break. If he keeps this up. You know, if he continues if he continues going where he's going, he's going to score 62 goals this season in the Prem.
Yeah, I've read a stat that if Haaland continues at the rate he's doing XG-wise, then Man City score 150 goals this year.
62 of them will be Haaland himself.
I saw something like he scored his like first 10 goals before having like 100 touches in the Premier League.
Yeah, his average goal per touch rate is 12 touches
a goal. Scary. That is scary.
Which is crazy because in the Villa game, the commentators were like, oh, I think he's had like 10 or 11 touches now and it's 12 when he scored. It's mental.
Yeah, like,
it's like clockwork. So I'm going to watch the game and be like,
count his touches.
Yeah, are you going to captain against Spurs?
Yeah,
I'm gonna do that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go for it. Jesus at home. I got Jesus as well.
No, because if Man City score and win that game by 2 or 3 goals, which you think could
I think Spurs get something out of that.
Really?
Game. They did double of them last season. Conte knows how to get those big games. I got Jesus
Wolves,
up front.
Liverpool, Salah, Wolves.
I might put Jesus captain at home against Everton.
It's not a bad shout.
So you know it took Ronaldo 62 games to score 10 goals.
Different position, different team, true. Different
younger,
era.
Different Ronaldo.
Haaland
well.
Yeah. Could break these records, lads.
But how many chops did he do in that time? That's the real question.
The Ronaldo chop, hit with a chop. After 5 appearances, the most goals scored in the Prem is Haaland with 9. After 10 appearances, Diego Costa, Mickey Quinn and Papi Cisse have 11 goals in 10. So he needs to score 1 goal to break that. 20 appearances is Kevin Phillips, 19 goals. Probably going to break that.
Yep.
Debut Premier League season. This could be tough. Andy Cole, 34.
Was that when the Premier League was like 40 games, something like 42 games?
No, it's 1993, 1994. The Premier League started in 1992, did it not?
Was it a 38 game season?
These are all in a 42 game season.
42 game season. And they got 34 goals, extra 4 games. Jesus, but in a 38 game season.
Well, in a 38 game season, it's Salah, 32.
Yeah. But that wasn't his debut.
So he's probably going to break that.
Because he has Chelsea.
True. Debut Liverpool,
probably
right?
Going to break that.
Debut.
For one club, Harry Kane.
No, he won't break
still
that. Haaland won't be at City.
What's Harry Kane at? 200?
188.
Oh, for one.
Most goals for one club, but Haaland won't stay that long.
All time is Shearer.
He won't stay that long. I think.
I agree, at Madrid. I reckon he breaks three or four of those.
Breaks a lot of those records.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's breaking one next game. Cisse is 10 appearances.
He's in.
He'll score more goals in like 6 games, and then.
You think he's going to get like?
So by 10 games, he'll have like 14 goals probably.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a scary man.
Haaland's on 10 goals in 5. I'm on
5
now.
Yeah,
because we're counting that.
Well, you're a Premier League player.
Yes,
5. How?
We're working at how many goals I'd score up front for City, and I think I scored the goal against Villa.
But you have to. You do understand. You have to be in the position
first. Irrelevant.
No. But
we're not doing that.
Oh, we're not doing that.
Because when you apply logic to the argument of being like,
the fact that you've
made the pitch at 70 minutes in a Premier League game,
it doesn't work.
Your fitness might not be.
It's hypothetical.
Theo gets beamed in. Okay, so Star Trek wise to that position, the ball comes in.
Exactly what Haaland was. You're just okay. So the scenario is if you were plucked all of his goals so far, exactly where he was before he kicked the ball or struck the ball, if you would score. And you reckon you'd have five out of his 10.
I would score his Villa goal, so that's five. Yeah, I was already on four for the
season. You're on four, so you're on five.
And look, people hated it at the start, but they're starting to join the
back. How many do you reckon you'll get this season then?
I said 15 plus? We said I'd score 10 for City up front.
Not we.
Pens.
Don't say we. I'm not
and
involved
I'm,
in
I mean, I'm five games in. I've scored five.
Oh, okay. That's good. You're so up there. I think you're like third or fourth top scorer.
To be fair, the fact that you're level with like Ivan Toney in the Premier League after five games, that's impressive.
Yeah. And Merrill, it's all hypothetical and fact at the same time.
Doing well.
So, people are going to get so annoyed at that soon.
Well, no, because in 5 games' time, you're going to be on 14. So it doesn't matter anyway.
That's true. I mean, look.
When Haaland's on 23 after like 11 games and we go, oh, Fia, you could have scored seven of these. You're in double figures already. So it doesn't actually matter.
I'm already brilliant. Halfway through my target for the season. So we'll keep counting, lads. Don't you worry. Here's a quick question for you all.
Yeah.
Is Kevin De Bruyne the best centre mid in Premier League history?
Oh man.
I'd start him in my midfield three in Premier League history.
Is he the best?
He will be. He could be, yeah. He will be when it's all said and done.
Technical ability and
I'm a Gerrard man.
Creativity.
Gerrard. Yeah.
I would say yes.
But he's won more titles as well.
But if you name people that have won more titles, Anderson's won more titles.
And in big Premier League moments, Kevin De Bruyne steps up. In huge games that count, KDB is always there.
Do you know what it is? You've got Vieira, you've got Keane. That's Vieira's going to be Lampard.
My midfield is Vieira, Gerrard, De Bruyne.
No, Lampard, most goals in a Premier League midfielder.
Well, it's either Lampard or De Bruyne.
Cesc Fabregas.
It's either Fabregas or Gerrard.
Jack Wilshere. Look, the question is this. Are we just like nostalgia merchants?
Yes, yeah. I think everyone is, yeah, because these names, they hold more weight when they're retired.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you look at player to player, it's a sin if you say Harry Kane's better than Henry. Obviously, I don't think he is, but I'm saying it's a sin because if you say a current player is better than a known legend, it's like you look that weird.
Yeah.
But, we had a whole debate on my podcast the other day where we're talking about R9 or Suarez, and all my friends was campaigning that Suarez is better than R9, and then everyone's looking at him like he's a madman. But I think that's crazy to say. Yeah. It's like, I think nostalgia just holds a lot of weight because
it depends which side of the fence you verge on, right? Either recency bias or nostalgia bias. Like
one of those
that really enjoyed but players back in the day, and you obviously tend to
our age is nostalgia. But if you were born, you know, after 2000, I think maybe you would be recency bias.
Yeah, if you watch
how are you, Lewis?
I'm 24. I had to think about that.
If you watch Premier League Premier League years and can't remember the games, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
If you watch them and go, man, I remember that game, then you have a valid opinion.
But does it help that KDB is surrounded by some of the greatest players ever?
That as well. I mean,
like, this is one of the best. It's probably the best Prem side ever, really.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Does that help? Yeah. Is he a stat pad merchant? Devil's advocate for that.
I think he's just
cut. That's gonna get cut out if it gets clipped.
I swear to fucking god,
an idiot. Is Kevin De Bruyne a stat pad merchant apparently? No, I think he's like, there was a point where they were saying he's just crossing inshallah.
the crossing into Villa is.
Yeah, even that one. Like,
Ireland will be in there.
Yeah, one of the. Yeah, they'll go like, come on. So it could be that. Like, he just spams it.
Spam square.
Yeah, and he had Aguero. Like, I said Haaland's the greatest goal scorer, like, history in the Premier League. Aguero is also one, like, second or third. Like, he's in that. So De Bruyne has had the two of the best ever greatest goal scorers. So if he just spams crosses in, because he's got the ability to put him in there.
And through balls.
Yeah, but
balls, more likely than none, they're going to score. It's going to go in. Look at Mesut Ozil, for example. We had 20 assists by January. The Ozil, I think, would have had 30 assists in a season in those City teams if he had either Aguero or Haaland, easy. He had 20 assists when he had Theo Walker and Drew up front.
Yeah.
So I think Ozil... I think Ozil was better than De Bruyne ability-wise, but De Bruyne managed to achieve. You looked at me weird there. I don't think that's crazy to say. Ozil was a better 10 than De Bruyne. I don't think that's crazy to say.
Yeah.
But it's not just ability. Everyone's looking weird. It's not just ability as well. It's about like what you make out of that ability and how much you maximise that potential. Ozil had potential to be better than De Bruyne. De Bruyne maximised it more because he was with Pep and was with that great Man City side. If Ozil was in that, then he would have been.
There's still more to come than KDB, I think.
Oh, massively.
Different. He could go to another.
No, no, Kevin Bruyne is a different level, but his potential got maximized because it's like you sign, it's like everything works out perfectly. He signed with Pep, he was with Pep at the right time, in the right era of Man City, in like the right stage of his career, the right age. It's so much like things that have to happen for you to maximize your potential.
Who's a better midfielder, KDB, Modric, or Iniesta?
Oh, geez.
I put Iniesta first.
You see, you're just wrong. It's wrong.
But like, it's like I'm leaning towards Iniesta as well.
But it's wrong though, because we love Iniesta and he's a Barcelona legend and whatnot. But
all three of them were like been great era, great teams.
But you asked me to pick one. I wouldn't pick one.
That's because he's retired. Has he retired?
No, he's still playing.
Still chugging along.
You were mentioning the fact that KDB's got this insane like pair of strikers as his outlet in Aguero and Haaland. But like last season when they didn't even have a nine, he's scoring four goals against Wolves.
Yeah, you know, he's ridiculous. He's ridiculous.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like,
for sure.
He can carry them. With or without a person.
The one thing I want to bring up as well that no one talks about much is Phil Foden.
So good.
He's so good, but...
What is he?
He's a generational talent.
He is. And I think there's only two generational talents in the young England team, and that's Foden and Trent.
And Saka.
Bukayo is incredible, but
You know how old Saka is?
He's turning 21.
His birthday was yesterday.
Yeah, but okay. The reason I brought up and he's been carrying our team for 3 years.
He's in the Euros at 18.
The reason I brought up Foden, he's incredible. But
that's not right.
The reason I brought up Foden though, he's amazing and everything, but is he a little bit of a fraud?
No.
No, because listen.
Said that really quietly.
No. Because I wanted to see if you guys agree. No, because he's allowed to have a bad game. If he has a bad game, plays for Man City, and no one talks about it. Because Foden can be quiet for 6, 7, 8 games for a season. You brought up Saka. Saka can't have a bad game. If he does, and Saka's carried Arsenal for so many years. Yeah. Foden, he doesn't need, he can have 4 bad games in a row, but what's Foden on this season?
How old's Phil Foden?
Older than 22? Saka maybe.
22.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you not think Foden's younger than Saka?
You would think, exactly.
I don't believe Saka's 20 or because just turning 20 at 19. That's wrong. You shouldn't be carrying a team at 19.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. Though,
it's like, the Foden, level of importance of the player for the squad that they're in.
That's what I'm saying. So
Foden can ghost because they are so many.
It's got Bernardo Silva, Kevin De Bruyne, Gundogan. Like
we don't have that kind of scapegoat if he doesn't play very well.
Like Saka this season, people were saying up until before he did, he scored in the United game. Before that, people were saying Saka's having a slow start to the season. Saka's not great this season. I'm what's going on?
Saka is at 19.
And also, Saka's got Ben White at right back. Ben White's doing a great job, but he's not a right back. So Saka also now his game's different as well. He's someone that doesn't play right back there. So that whole relationship there is different. And that's another reason why Saka's not been as good starting the season. There's so many different reasons. And I just think if you look at someone like, if you put Saka in, once again in that Pep team, I think he would cook. Yeah.
Do you think it's scary to think that Saka, how good is that 18, 19, 20? Like how much more he's got to give now?
He's
26, 27. Well, maybe 25, 26 now. But,
I think, yeah. But
when you say more to give, what do you mean by more to give?
You can just go up different levels, mate.
But he's like the most important player at one of the biggest clubs in the world.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it adds goals even to his more. Game. Like if product. He starts bagging goals, assists, he could. There's so many more levels that Saka could go to.
Yeah, yeah.
That he is.
But do you think he needs to leave Arsenal to do that?
This is what I mean.
No, because he could grow the club.
So when you talk about these levels that he gets to, what are you saying? Like 20 plus goals a season.
He could help Arsenal win the league in the next 3 years.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
As an individual contributor, what does he need to do in order to?
Well,
elevate as you
keep up his goal. You know, numbers are very, very important.
Yeah. Yeah.
Having the confidence to take people on. Start cutting inside and scoring worldies like Gareth Bale.
But look at Raheem Sterling. He couldn't finish to save his life. He was a dribbler. He was a threat there, but he couldn't score goals. When he started getting, he had a 30 goal season for Man City. He's had stuff like that where I think if Saka now adds that to his game, different level. I think that's what he needs to do now. Martinelli's starting to add goals to his game. We're seeing that. I think Saka needs to do that as well.
Before moving on to listener questions, quick fire ones for you. Mitrovic has obviously scored another goal. Screamer. Yeah, will you bet Fulham next year?
Ooh, no.
I think if they stay up, yeah. If he goes...
He'll keep them up and then go.
You reckon?
I think that's
he,
nice.
He goes for massive money though, I think.
Next one. Okay. Diego Costa.
I got one. Go on. Mitrovic or Tony? Who's better?
Tony as an all-round player, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I'm Tony.
I think he's so good. Dead balls, hold up play.
He can give you more.
He's actually got
more areas, yeah.
He's actually got the best penalty technique in world football.
I think he's the best penalty technique in the world.
Yeah, I agree.
He's 18 from 18, I think is what he is. He doesn't miss.
You know he doesn't look at the ball?
Yeah, he don't miss.
No, he doesn't look at the ball.
He's my robot.
Yeah, he is actually a robot.
Yeah, go on, what's the next
question? This one's factually incorrect, Lewis. Vegos did not get dropkicked by a fan.
I'm sure he did.
No, he didn't. The clip went around that Vegos got dropkicked, but actually he wasn't. He was running towards the guy who got dropkicked. It was a different... A particular player did get dropkicked, don't get me wrong.
just wasn't him.
It just wasn't Veggie, my hero.
So this week is, of course, the Champions League. First few games.
Yep.
And who do we think will win it?
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I think it'll be fine. It'll be one of the teams that haven't won it before that always seem to be cursed, and that's either City or PSG.
I will tell you this.
I think City.
It's going to be Real Madrid again.
No.
Again.
No,
it's always Real Madrid. It's always Real Madrid. But
not this year, sorry.
This episode, and for future episodes going forward,
exactly,
we are going to be doing our Premier League predictions as we did it this week.
Yeah.
Or should I say last week, where we send them in to Lewis. So we can't really...
We're not going to discuss them anymore because we don't want to reveal any information because it's more of an authentic reaction given the fact that we're now doing the full Spurs tour. So
Exactly that. Nice. But to replace it, we are in partnership with Armada to do Champions League predictions, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to download Armada, highly recommend it. It's linked in the description down below. Join our league. You can either use the link in the description down below or use PITCHS
pitches. As the code.
It's as the code. Honestly, I've been playing it for weeks. I'm actually obsessed. I'm also really good. Off topic.
Yep.
Last week, I predicted 6 out of 6. I got the 6 out of 6 correct results.
Premier League?
It was the week where, you know, Man City played Barca in a friendly.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was that. And they equalised in like 98th minute. I predicted a draw. Oh, man, I got 6 out of 6. I was gassed. Champions League predictions with Armada. You said City or PSG to win?
City, I think, leaning towards City.
They have to do it, mate. We say that every year they have
to
win.
I think
I agree with him.
Yeah.
They brought in the robot for a reason, right?
The robot will win it.
Yeah. What's happened?
What do you think? Shut down.
I say Real Madrid is going to win it.
we said the robot's going to win it, and you went,
I
think Haaland must have gone to add a nap or something after training. So
you installed the same chip.
That's
why you got
Mbappe, Feinball. Neymar, Messi. Firing.
He's from the same production line as Haaland.
The old chip they threw away. What was that? It didn't work.
It's why he's on 5. That's what he said.
Between the three teams, man, let's face it, isn't it?
You put Real Madrid in there still.
How can you not put Real Madrid in it? That's what I don't understand.
Last season was like a magical, beautiful story. They can't do that again. they were the underdogs in every round.
They
can do it.
They produced a miracle every round.
They can do it, trust me.
Of course they can do it. You don't have to be the best team to
Real
win
Madrid
the cup.
They're Real Madrid merchants, lads. But anyways, they're Champions League merchants. But anyways, six games this week in the Champions League, okay?
Yes.
We got the first game.
Come on.
Dortmund versus Copenhagen.
The yellow wall.
They've not been amazing this season, Dortmund. They look like they're...
Do you watch the Bundesliga?
I watch every league in the world. I have a show called Eurotalk.
I know he does.
Watch the Eurotalk. I have a show. Yeah. I think Dortmund win this game.
And they're at home.
You know, they're a strong team, strong fan base at their home ground.
Yeah.
I think they win the game. Copenhagen won't be much of a threat to them. But I don't think they get far in this tournament.
Well, I'm actually going heavy on Armada. I'm going to be putting 20 coins on.
That's 15.
20 coins.
He lied to us.
Now, I only get 27 back. So, you know, Dortmund are very heavy favourites, basically.
Yeah.
So if you put 20, you get 27 because they're favourites. Yeah. What if you put 20 on Copenhagen?
You'd get a lot.
you get like 80 back, I think.
20 on Copenhagen gets you 180.
Fair.
So if you're crazy,
yeah.
You're crazy one. So I'm going Dortmund. You're going Dortmund.
Yeah, Dortmund.
Absolutely
you're
Dortmund.
You're going Dortmund.
Come on.
Dynamo at home to Chelsea, or rather Chelsea away to Dynamo Zagreb.
It's not an easy place to go.
It's
not an easy place to go. Aubameyang, I think, will feature. I think Chelsea get it done.
Done as a win or a draw?
I think they'll get the win, but by one goal. well, I don't think it'll be like a, I think it'll be a tight win. It's not an easy place to go.
See, I agree with you. I would back a draw.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by a draw at all.
But I think it'll just be like a 1-0 or a 2-1 away Chelsea win.
Yeah, small win.
I'm only going to go with the 10 coins on Chelsea away win.
You got 100 to play with, mate. You're not feeling friskier?
No, I think there's...
You've got to take the odds as well, you know. Chelsea getting 49 away from home is not...
Because the other games are really tight. So I'm going to put 30 coins on Chelsea away win.
Yeah.
I've got 50 left to play with for a huge game.
Okay.
My word, it's mahoosive. PSG versus Juve.
Yeah.
What a game. No Pogba.
PSG, easy 3-0, 4-0 win. Easy win.
Do you think?
Easy, 3-4-0, whatever. Park the Princess. Juventus are not, they've been rubbish.
Is it Park the Princess?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
They're not, Juventus aren't great.
So would you put
your Sleeping giant, that's what they're called, right? And stay asleep.
What gives you the impression that Juve are still like a European?
It's just their name, Juventus, isn't it? It's just Juve.
Yeah. But I mean, the only reason why I'm asking is because can you name
Vlahovic.
Six starting players from that Juventus side?
Vlahovic, McKenzie.
It's McKennie.
That's what I mean. I couldn't.
Who was it? It's McKennie. Yeah. so you can't.
No, just a wear back. Yeah.
It's McKennie.
But this is my point. This is my point. I can't. I can't name half the squad.
Cuadrado.
That's what
Alexandro.
And yet we give them this. We give them Juventus.
Easy win.
You know, I'm slapping a lot.
I'm going to go PSG. Oh, mate, they are so
comfortable.
They're as big a favourite as Dortmund to beat Copenhagen.
See, it's true. Juventus aren't
good. I've got a big 30 coins to win 41 back. So I got 20 left to play with for two games, which are Celtic at home to Real Madrid.
That's a good game.
Celtic, that's a really good game.
Celtic are looking good this season.
Yeah, that's my high. That's today, isn't it?
Is it today?
Yeah, these are all 8 o'clock,
it is today,
right?
8 o'clock, yeah.
That's my highlight game of the...
I will say, sorry, we're doing the six games that are being played today.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
These are all the 8 o'clock. I think there's 12 Champions League games this week. So it's six on a Tuesday, six on a Wednesday.
Yes.
And I will say this, it's every day. So you want to tune in every day because you can only place coins on the games
on the
that
day.
Are happening on the
yes.
day.
Okay.
Oh,
so
cool.
It keeps it fresh. You know, more chances to win the coin. Exactly. You've got to be alert. So Celtic at home to Real Madrid.
I like that game so much. That's like
the atmosphere.
Yeah. I'm risking it and I'm going to put 10 coins on a draw.
I was going to do a draw, man. Don't be so boring.
What do you mean? You just said Real Madrid to win the Champions League.
Yeah.
You don't even back them away from home.
Yeah,
to be fair, they lost to Sheriff last season in the group and still won the Champions League.
Celtic, with the support.
Your money where your mouth is.
I'm going to put my coins on a draw because of the numbers. You put 10 coins
the odds.
You get 10 coins, you get 47.
I think that's worth it.
That's worth the risk, isn't it?
That's literally what I've just done.
10. I think
because worth the risk.
If you're the coins you have to play with, I think it's worth the 10 coins. But an actual prediction, I think Madrid get it done. Vinicius Junior is looking so good. Like this season, it's his year.
Yeah, no. I just really would back a Real Madrid win, but I need to risk it for a chocolate biscuit.
Yeah, no, it's worth it. It's worth it.
AC Milan are away to Salzburg, Red Bull Salzburg.
I like Milan here. I think AC Milan are. That's him.
Was that you?
Yeah. What did you think? Just water dripping from the ceiling.
I thought someone's phone was going on.
That's what I'm thinking, son.
I'm going to go 10 coins on AC Milan. I think AC Milan will win Serie A 2 years in a row.
You reckon?
Yeah, but what about how they're doing the Champions League?
I think they beat Salzburg. I really do.
Away from home?
Yeah. AC are looking good this year.
Are you a big Salzburg fan?
No, I'm not, but away from home.
You see a draw.
Yeah,
I might join you.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards a draw. Yeah.
You know what am I going to do as well? I'm going to go crazy and reduce
my coins by
10 on Dortmund. I'm going to put it down to 10 because there is a bonus thing at the bottom.
Oh, yeah. I didn't notice
that. We've also got City versus Seville and we've got who will score most goals tonight, Haaland or Benzema?
That's a good one.
So you got City, Seville. I'm obviously going to put 5 coins on City. I just think that's a no-brainer. And there's not worth putting any more coins on because you don't get much back. City, Seville?
City.
Yeah. They're away, but
I'm putting coins on City. But I actually think Benzema will score more goals. For the reason I think Haaland might not even necessarily start.
Yeah, Julian Alvarez.
There is a draw. You can also put a draw.
I didn't know City were away. You said when you structured the sentence of City versus Seville, so I thought the home team is City.
No,
you might like say the home team first.
Yeah. Well, they're in Spain.
Yeah, I'm putting 5 okay. points on Benzema. You get 19 back. So I Ben, think Haaland don't get the minutes.
Yeah, Ben,
I think they're saving.
They're both away from home.
Especially against Seville. I think they're saving him in the
Premier. They're both away from home. It might be worth putting it on a draw. They might both get 0.
Yeah. What if neither of them scores? That's what I'm saying.
A draw. Where would you put your money, your coins?
And them to draw. Either they both score none or they both.
That's what I think.
You're going to draw?
Yeah.
I'm going Benzema, my boy.
Sorry?
Benzema, my boy.
You rate Kareem over the robot?
Yeah, because of minutes.
Oh, okay.
Score against Celtic.
No, it's just when you said my boy.
I'm
going to
confirm my Armada coins locked in. I'm locked
in. Good luck, boys.
For tonight. You can note.
Have you used all your coins? I've got 6 extra to put somewhere.
You've got 6? Oh.
Keep them if you don't want.
Oh, you just keep them.
I think so.
If you're carrying them,
there's a carryover.
Keep 6 behind
there, mate. Lock them in. Shout out to Armada for sponsoring this episode. And if you want to join our squad, use the link in the description down below or use the code PITCH with an S at the end of it within the app. Join our squad and competing against us. Shark is going to be
I'm going to win. I'm going to win.
It makes Champions League even more exciting.
It does.
When you're not supporting any of the teams, say you support
Man United. We have FPL for Prem.
Exactly.
Yeah. Armada for Champions League.
It's a quality app. Now time for the Champions League quiz. We're basing it around the Champions League.
Oh, right, nice.
We're basing it around the Champions League. It's the Champions League themed quiz. Here we go, Lewis.
Yeah, so this is like a bit of a back and forth, but because there's 3 of you can go around the table. So the topic is, for round one, Champions League winning managers. So we'll start with Reeve to Theo.
This is basically categories.
So it's like, keep going. Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
And if you don't have one, then you're rubbish and you're out. And then,
it's the last man standing.
Yeah.
Oh my lord, this is okay.
Oh, Ancelotti. My heart is good. Oh, he started.
Ancelotti.
Yeah.
Zidane.
Pep.
Sir Alex.
Di Matteo.
Mourinho.
Oh no.
That's a long time.
I can't think of another manager.
You went blank.
Right, Reeve, you're out, mate. We got another one here. I'll tell you what. We'll go with Champions League top 20 goal scorers.
Oh my god.
So this is of all time.
Just between these two?
Yeah, you're out, mate.
Thank you, Lewis.
Top 20 goal scorers.
Okay.
Jeez. So ready? We'll start with you, Theo.
Ronaldo.
Messi.
Suarez.
Benzema.
Diego Costa.
Is Suarez there?
I don't believe Suarez is there. We're doing a VAR.
I don't know if Diego Costa's there either. He's whack.
Yeah, okay, Suarez is not there, like.
Okay, well, it's doggy life. I've still got 10 seconds.
Doggy life? That's not real.
Fernando Torres. Come on, Fernando Torres. Keep going.
Torres not there.
Yeah, no, come on.
You said Diego Costa before Torres.
Yeah. And he's not there either.
Where'd that come from?
Benzema.
That's my answer.
Sharky has the Champions League knowledge. I think we've decided.
Lewandowski, Raul.
Okay.
Yeah.
No need to show off now, is there? That's harsh, man. Drogba.
Surely Zlatan's in there, no?
Drogba?
Zlatan's there, number 10.
Yeah.
Drogba's number 14.
Yeah, see? I have one. Unless you have a better one. Champions League final goal scorers.
That's so niche, man.
People that have scored in a final. Okay. Champions League final.
Havertz.
Drogba.
Oh, nice. I'm going to say... was my question. Salah.
Kingsley Coman.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Gareth Bale.
Shit. Benzema.
Ramos.
Belletti. Let's guess us. That's what I remember.
Gerrard.
Henrik Larsson.
Samuel Eto'o.
Crespo.
Antoine Griezmann.
What
missed the penalty, but he scored a penalty as well.
Is that? I don't think he has, is he?
Huh?
Was that in the final? He scored in the final.
Yeah,
yeah. Scored in the final.
Okay.
Mario Mandzukic.
Xabi Alonso.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Teddy Sheringham.
Oh.
Oh, this is good. It's tight. My heart's good.
Nesta.
I mean, that is such a rogue. That is the biggest rogue shout you could ever do.
Is he not?
I've got one. I can back it now. If you want to carry on, and then we'll do a VAR check.
Did Nesta score in a Champions League final?
I don't think he has.
VAR check?
No. Carry on. You go.
Kaká.
Deco. Oh, Nesta's good.
I was right.
Deco, it's back to you.
no.
Deco scored in 04. Now I'm done. Oh, I got one.
Who scored? Was it Smeetsa?
Oh, yes. Smeetsa. 05. Yeah, fair play.
Gerrard.
I said Gerrard.
Gerrard's been said.
Gerrard's
been said.
Right, keep going.
Saul Campbell. Oh, 06. What? Yeah, I know. That's why I saved him so this late. I'm panicking.
Oh, my God.
He's been let off one too many times in these like long ones.
There wasn't a long one. I gave the answer and everyone went off. Cruz. Check it. I don't think he has.
Did Cruz score? What fan did he score in?
No, I don't think he has.
Too many broke shots. I mean, Nesta was such a guess.
Nesta was a good one.
Nesta wasn't a guess.
When did he play? When did he score?
I was just trying to think of finals.
I can't remember the exact game.
It was a guess.
What do you mean?
It was against you,
there we go.
He is a nod.
Oh, that was fun.
Did no one say Origi?
No. Yes.
Man, that's like...
I got Spurs.
Yeah. Did anyone say Casemiro?
No.
Oh, that was my next one.
Yeah, one last one.
Did you say Mandzukic?
I said Mandzukic.
One last one. Champions League winners. So, Sharky, you can kick this one off.
Teams or players?
Teams.
Teams.
Club. Just the individual 11 each time.
Barcelona.
Real Madrid.
Liverpool.
Ajax.
Man United.
Chelsea.
Nottingham Forest.
I was going to say that!
Is that a Champions League? Oh, is that a European Cup?
We're counting.
That's not a Champions League.
You've got to count it, man.
All right, Villa.
Porto.
Nice. Oh my God. No, because those teams have won repeat Champions Leagues. That's what could be done now. 5-4-3. Juventus.
Ooh. AC Milan.
Inter Milan.
Yeah, I'm done now.
Big European
side. Yeah, like Inter Marina. Yeah.
5-4-3-2-1. He's out. Go on, Reeve.
Oh, has Chelsea been said?
I've said Chelsea. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
I've got one that I don't know actually has been said.
I think Dortmund have got a European Cup.
Yeah, 96. Yeah. Yes, Dortmund did 96.
I don't know if they've been said or not. Well, you asked about Chelsea. Has Bayern Munich been said? I don't think it has.
No one said it. Yeah,
Bayern
that's
Munich.
Right.
Oh, fair play.
Oh, what are you doing?
Ahoy, ahoy. 5-4-3-2-1. Ah, you're up there.
Did Marseille win one?
Go Napoli.
No one said.
Do I need to say one?
No.
Feyenoord, yeah.
You fucking
that was literally
the one I was
going to
say.
So
I won.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Right.
I wasn't
that
sure
was our Champions League quiz.
That was fun.
I enjoyed that a lot. Obviously, if you want to download the mod, there'll be a link to that in the description down below or use the code PITCH with an S and join our squad.
There you go.
That's it, boys. Thank you very much for watching, Sharky. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me on.
Very much appreciate it. All the links will be linked in the description down below. Make sure you rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe on YouTube and notifications turned on. We are going live on Wednesday for Champions League night.
We are.
Ooh, nice.
So stay tuned for that. Turn them noties on and we'll see you next time. Peace out.
Bye.